Haruki Murakami, The Art of Fiction, number 182, interviewed by John Ray for the Paris Review, issue 170 from summer 2004. Interviewer, how is your typical workday structured? Murakami, when I'm in writing mode for a novel, I get up at 4 a.m. and work for 5 to 6 hours. In the afternoon, I run for 10 kilometers or swim for 1,500 meters or do both. Then I read a bit and listen to some music. I go to bed at 9 p.m. I keep to this routine every day without variation. The repetition itself becomes the important thing. It's a form of mesmerism. I mesmerize myself to reach a deeper state of mind. But to hold to such repetition for so long, 6 months to a year, requires a good amount of mental and physical strength. In that sense, writing a long novel is like survival training. Physical strength is as necessary as artistic sensitivity. First, I'd like to apologize for any wonky sound quality this morning. The first time I recorded this, it sounded like I was in a tin can, and now my allergies are getting in the way. So, apologies for the sound quality. That's the first thing to get out of the way. And since I mentioned Murakami in the title of yesterday, I actually wanted to find the original source for what I referenced, and thankfully that was really easy to find. Monotony, mesmerism. I just kind of wanted to share what I referenced yesterday is really where it's at. I know that's different from what I normally do in whatever this is that I do in the mornings. I'd like your feedback if you found this interesting or not interesting. And no feedback is okay too. Y'all are busy and I won't take it personally. I've actually been thinking a little bit about, how do I want to say this? Increasing the variability of the things that I read to you in the morning. Don't get me wrong, I love reading the poetry and the philosophy, but there are other things out there that kind of tickle my brain that I want to share with you. Again, it will always be to the best of my ability under 5 minutes because, as I said, y'all are very busy humans. So yeah, let me know what you think. I'm going to experiment with that again tomorrow because I need a little bit of delight before Cheeky Haiku Friday. And the thing that I want to read to you tomorrow really made me laugh. I have no idea if you'll find it as funny as I will, and I'm going to need a bit of context to set everything up, but we'll see where it goes. We'll see where it goes. In the meantime, I'm gonna do my best wheezing over here. Don't pity me. Don't feel sorry for me. It's just that time of year. I genuinely think it's kind of amusing. I don't know. Wheezing is funny. Just whatever, Courtney. So with that, if you also have allergies, take your allergy pills. Get that cetirizine into your system. Put on your SPF. We are once again under a heat alert, so please drink your water. Confession, I didn't drink enough again yesterday after going on a 3K walk on the way home from my neurologist. I did pick up a first edition Sylvia Plath poetry collection of Winter Trees, which was very exciting. Not really a great thing that there's a rare bookstore on the way home from my neurologist, but you know, you gotta live a little sometimes. Hashtag treat yourself. Hashtag aging myself with hashtags. Where was I? Yes, drink your water. Don't be like me. Be kind to yourselves and be kind to each other. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for this weird little thingy today. I love you all so much. If you made it this far, thank you again. I love you again. I'll love you forever. Okay, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.